Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Today Show's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live to you here on Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for joining us. I am Sherif Quadri. It's 7 minutes inside the hour of eight on a Wednesday morning. It's the last hour of the Crossfire. In case you missed out on our conversation earlier today at five, we discussed safety and security, or insecurity if you like, in Lagos. And a lot of people had stories to tell me, quite pathetic one. As you must have heard in the newspapers, headlines as well, there were lots of insecurity stories emanating from Lagos. So yeah, it's quite something that we should talk more about. It's a promise. We'll talk more about insecurity in Lagos subsequently, maybe next week or so. But in the meantime, let's talk about another thing that has a lot to do with security. We're talking about food insecurity right now, because something is pushing people out there to go to whatever it is they're doing. Something is making people desperate to want to take by force, to want to, you know, hound, to want to hurt, to want to harm, vandalize, loot, steal. Food, very, very important. Let me have you know that in June last year, the National Bureau of Statistics, NBS, released a report revealing 30% of Nigerian households experienced severe food insecurity last year. That was at the peak of COVID-19 pandemic. Also, according to the labor force survey conducted by the same agency, the National Bureau of Statistics, on households in four states in Nigeria, Lagos, Abuja, Rivers, and Kano. These four states, a survey was conducted. It's called Labor Force Survey. They found out that food insecurity appears to be prevalent across these four states, Lagos inclusive. Now, the survey revealed that households run out of food regularly, and they even, most households had to even go into their savings to pick money from their savings until they've exhausted their savings, and they even resorted to borrowing money to feed in these four states most ravaged by food insecurity. So I brought somebody into the studio this morning who deals in this space, who is quite vast. When you talk about food security, I think he's a perfect person to speak to. Bolajoko Fadikpe is the CEO and founder of Food Click. He joins me live right now in the studio. Bolajoko, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
You've been quite busy, I know, but we'll get into the details of what you've been doing. But right now, you can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, right? We're live on those two platforms as we speak. So let me know what you think about food insecurity. But I'm interested in how much you spend feeding yourself daily. I'm interested in how much you spend to feed your family daily or even monthly, however it is that you buy food for the family. I want to know exactly what the toll is on you, or how you're feeling it. I want you to talk to us this morning on that. Well, Bola, let's start this way, right? You've heard the report that I read out earlier. Before the pandemic, What was the situation like?
Well, before the pandemic, the situation was actually bad. And I believe the pandemic just exposed an existing problem. Few years ago, people felt only people were hungry because they were lazy. Oh. But the fact is that food insecurity has been in existence in Nigeria for a very long time. I don't want us to play. Let's try as much as possible to leave politics out of this thing.
Let's
look at this with an open mind. Exactly. Why are people going hungry? Mm-hmm. Let's not only shift the blame on that.
Why are people going hungry?
Yes, people are going hungry, especially now because of COVID-19.
Okay.
Because of COVID-19, people are losing jobs. because of COVID-19, people can earn more money.
Mm.
Because of COVID-19, there is inflation. Because of COVID-19, kids who are receiving free school meals are not in school again, so they can't get all this food again. So these are some of the reasons why I can say that people are going hungry. Are going hungry presently.
How bad is the situation out there? I mean, you go out almost all the time to feed people. How bad is the situation?
I must confess to you, the situation is really, really bad now. Last year, those who were reaching to us for food were people living in the slum. But now, people even living in the slum are not reaching us to us. We have people who are working, but they've lost their job and they reach out to us. I remember the last time I came on the program on this show, and after the program, I received over 500 emails.
500 emails after the program
On Nigeria Info, who were requesting that, please, we need food at home. People were calling from different places in Lagos. And to the best of our ability, we were able to send food to some of these people. I think we are able to send food to some of these people who requested for food. And when I tried to ask some of them questions, there are people.
Exactly. That's the question I was going to ask you. Have you had the chance to talk to them and at least find out why?
Yes. The reason most of them are saying is that, they don't have jobs again. Some of them are teachers in private schools. They took a pay cut just to keep the job.
Just to have a job.
Yes, just to have a job. There are people who work in some ministry also because a lot of people are not going to work.
Hmm.
And because of that, they had to some lost their job. I remember one guy that said that he was working in a bank before, but during the pandemic, he had to lose. He was laid off. Yes, he was laid off. Hmm. So presently now, he's a security in a firm.
A banker?
Yes, a banker. And all these stories, I have them. I have some of the emails they sent to me. So I'm not framing some of this story. I see them every day. When we go for a large-scale distribution, we see a lot of people queuing, the lines even stretching a lot of meters. What do they want? They all want food. And some of them are not even ashamed. And, when you say, because of pride, you don't want to ask for food, I'm sure that
hunger will humble you.
Definitely. So that is reason. We also have the senior citizens, also those who have worked before. Man sent an email also, and when you look at those sending an email, let's even put it this way, these are people who have access to information. Imagine those who are not educated, those who are not even living,
who don't even know how to type an email and send. They don't even know what email is,
what an email. So imagine the number of people also. And also, because of COVID, so kids have also been, they've also been at home. So that means you'll be spending more. Some basic things are also going, like price of electricity and things like that. So you have to choose. So you see a lot of people making a lot of choice. Should I pay for it or should I eat? So you see a lot of people that should I go to the hospital or eat? So these are some of the problems. These are some of the challenges a lot of people are going to. And Food Click, we've been trying our best to reach out to a lot of
Let me talk to you about Food Click. Your organization feed people, hungry people, for free. One of the questions that I get when I bring people like you on the show is, how do you fund your operations?
Well, despite everything that is going on, one thing I realize is that Nigerians are generous people.
People
want to help, despite the fact that some of them don't. And you see a lot of people coming out that, we want to support you. And because we deal with food also, that also makes our work easier. It's easier for people to send food items to you.
Yeah.
We have a bakery somewhere around here
on the island?
Yes, on the island.
Okay.
Every Thursday, they send us about at least a minimum of 300 loads, freshly baked for. And they've been sending us these things. If we have companies also who send us some of their produce, we see people sending us food items that, we know you are feeding people.
Yeah.
Add this to what you are. So funding is always coming from individuals.
Yeah.
Private organization. We also partner with some other charity organizations,
Why did you decide to feed people? I mean, what prompted you?
Yes, I felt that we don't need to close our eyes, because food is the basic need of human being. A lot of people can't get food to eat. People can do without. You can wear a cloth for 3 days. You can even survive without education, but people can't survive with food. So while growing up, I lived in a community whereby a lot of people were struggling with hunger. So I always had this in my mind that, once I have the opportunity, I'll ensure that nobody goes to bed hungry. Though it might look difficult, it might look as if it can't be achievable, but I believe it's a thing if we all come together. I tell people that we don't need to be ashamed about people going hungry. Even in developed countries like United States of America, UK, you see them doing a lot of people to feed their community. They have food banks, they have food pantries, they have everything. They just want to keep people fed. And so I'm just hoping that going into the future and with more people coming on board, we'll be able to ensure food security, provide more food to people. And sometimes you don't even need to ask them questions. You don't just, are you hungry? Even in some schools too, students even suffer from hunger. I remember going to Obafemi Awolowo University for an event.
Okay.
And after the event, one of their professors called me that, see, a major challenge is that some of these students in their institution, they don't have food to eat. Some of them, they come to school and hungry stomach, they don't have anything to eat. So when you look at all this, you realize that it's a general problem across the board. Even if we look around ourselves, hunger has a sound. If only you can put your ears down and listen to the voice of hunger.
How many people have you fed?
Well, we've actually fed a lot. Even last year, we served over 2 million meals. The reason we use meals to calculate what we do instead of using individual, there's a possibility of serving one person more than once.
Right.
Like our school meal program, we repeatedly serve these kids. So we use meals at the number of meals. So last year we served over 2 million meals, and that has been the highest.
Last year alone. Would you say that could have been prompted by the COVID issue?
Yes, COVID actually prompted that, because a few years ago we were not serving up to that, not because we didn't want to, just because we didn't have a lot of resources. But after COVID started, everybody wanted to help. People saw that you're just a paycheck. You're just a paycheck from falling into food insecurity. If you have a job today, 2 months from now, it's not even about, I heard you saying that, people going into savings. Even if they have savings. People don't have savings again. Most of their fund is usually going into feeding. You see people,
whatever they have is just on food.
People talk about nutritious food, but now people don't even want to eat nutritious food. People just want to be fed. They just want something to just want to keep them going. This is not about politics. This is not about your political affiliation and you want to shift the blame on the government.
On somebody.
Mm. I believe that we all together, we just need to do something about this growing crisis, especially hunger.
Let me read this message to you on YouTube. We're streaming on YouTube, by the way. If you'd like to see Bola Joko, my guest and myself in the studio, feel free to join us right now. We're on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Just search for that and you'll be able to see and watch. We're also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. We'd like you to join us on those platforms. And you can tweet us as well at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. And please, when you're sending in your tweet, you can end your tweet with the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. That's Morning Crossfire. It's a hashtag that I'm using to, get your tweeting on the show today. I'm going to stick with YouTube. Olawumi Ayike, Drew Jai says, I've known Bola Joko since childhood. I'm so proud of him. Fumibi Akinpelu says, good morning, Sheriff. I'm so proud of this initiative. I was one of those that sent you email the last time. I was told to come and pick food, but I could not go because no transport fare then. God bless you richly.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. And also, as regards the lady that said she was...
Olawumi.
Olawumi has been my childhood friend. I remember right from teens church, we've always been doing things like... We grew up in Lagos Island together.
Okay.
So And the Akin Pelu that we told to come and pick up food, that is one other challenge. We have the problem of logistics. Sometimes we want to get food to these people, but we don't want to bear the cost again.
Okay.
Sometimes when we see people we can send here, during COVID, we had some logistic company who partnered with us, so they helped us deliver some of this food. And also, we also make use of volunteers. We also make use of volunteers too, that we send some food boxes to volunteers. So in case somebody is calling from Ikorodu, we can just tell them to pick. Okay. 2 days ago, we were in a rural community in Ikorodu to distribute. One was, I think, Adamo. I can't remember the name of the second. Even today, to this morning too, we'll be somewhere in Ujuelegba, also distributing food boxes to people, at least that can just keep them going and show them that people care about
what they're going to do. Your activities, Bolajiko, in your distribution and feeding people in and around Lagos, is it possible to know where exactly would you say that we have this issue the most? What part of Lagos would you say, it's hunger is rife in this area, food insecurity is more in this area, it's less in this area? Is that something that...
Well, we've actually even gone to some parts outside Lagos. If I'm to look at Lagos, I'll say, wow. It's actually a difficult question. There are some areas whereby they don't have charity organizations working there, especially those in the rural areas. Like most of the calls we receive are usually from Ikorodu. Ikorodu, Ijede, Imota, which I feel are rural areas.
Okay.
And also, I wouldn't want to rule out the urban areas, especially areas like Lagos mainland away from it. Lagos mainland might look... Lagos mainland is in the urban area, but within the rural area, there are a lot of people struggling with food insecurity. We have a lot of slums, Makoko, all due respect to those living in Makoko, Ebute, Ilaje, Ajegunle. I also live in this area too, so I know that, yes, even in these areas too, hunger is much there too. But rural areas of Lagos State, they are prone to hunger. Even during the lockdown, it was difficult for charity organizations to get some of these places because they are far from the city. But Food Click, especially, we were able to get to Ekpe, Badagry, and rural areas in the Ikorodu.
Indeed. If you are just joining us, you're welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking food insecurity today. The question I asked earlier is that I want to know how much you spend on food daily, because we're discussing food insecurity. Food inflation is alarming as well, which is making food very expensive for an everyday Nigerian today. All right, so I want to know exactly how much you're spending on food in your household. I would really love for you to share that information with us as well on the show. Well, so we have different platforms that you can use to join the conversation this morning. The WhatsApp number is there, 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. We're also there on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. That's right, at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. The Facebook page is Nigeria Info 99.3. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. Talking about Facebook, I want to take this message before we head out to a break. This person says, I was a banker. I was among 1,500 staff that were laid off in November of 2019. I'm now in garage selling things, just to buttress what you said about a banker turned security. Thank you for sharing your story. Really do appreciate it. I really do. We'll be taking calls when we return from this break. Stay with us here on Nigeria Info 99.3. Just a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 8:32 is the time from our studios. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria and beyond. Thank you for joining us. If you are just tuning in, if you've been with us, thank you for remaining with us. Appreciate it. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Bolajoko, the CEO of FoodClick, is here in the studio with me. And we're talking about food insecurity in Nigeria. We've heard a lot of stories and people sharing, you know, their own stories as well as regards food and hunger. We'd like to hear yours as well. I'm going to start with WhatsApp before I bring on my guest this morning. Yemi, who is in Abuliagba, says, I don't keep track daily because I buy in bulk for the month. I have kept track for over 4 days. And for my family of four, I spend approximately 100,000 naira monthly, about 3,500 naira per day. This monthly cost has gradually increased from 60,000 naira in 2016 to what it is now. Yemi, thank you for being so detailed. Appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. Okay, 100,000 naira from 60,000 in 20. Okay, let's take another one. Okay, it's an interesting story. I'm going to take this one from this person here. I don't know what you're trying to do, but you're sending me pictures. I can't see your picture because I have loads of messages to read. FoodClick, you are too much. Though I've been trying to get my own package, I couldn't. But my friends got theirs. Still waiting for my own package. God bless you and enrich your coast. You didn't add your name to it, but thank you for sending in your thought. Someone attesting to the work that you do, Bolajoko. Let's take another message quickly now. This person said, my name is John. I'm based in Lagos. I want to make an inquiry. This person said he wants to know if he can join you. I'm trying to... Okay. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. All right, then. Let's drop this WhatsApp thing. The messages are pouring in. They're not letting me to track down anyone. So we're just going to drop the WhatsApp to simmer down a little. Well, Ajoko, welcome back. Let's talk about hunger a little bit more. Hunger is a big problem in Nigeria, as you have rightly said. A lot of people are listening right now. And if we should open up the phone lines, we'll hear people's stories, which we will do in a moment. Well, how can we tackle hunger? Is this something that we can fight?
Yes. The SDG goal 2 is that by 2030, we should have zero hunger. And I believe this is a thing that can be achievable, though the indices are not looking too good because there is insecurity, there is war, there is violence, there is everything. And nobody prepared for COVID-19, which has rolled back some of the efforts charity organizations like FoodClick has made in the past.
Right.
But one way I feel government can come in is that government need to give tax rebate to companies supporting zero hunger.
Okay.
If part of your CSR includes giving food to the less privileged, eradicating hunger, government should give them tax rebate. Maybe that would encourage more people to join the fight against global hunger. Once you know that, if we are supporting FoodClick or we are supporting Nigeria Info to set up a community feeding, because of that, your tax will be reduced. People will want to do it. Government should also try and reduce the farm to the table food wastage. That means improve transportation.
Okay.
That means from food getting to...
From the farm.
Yes,
from logistics, the farm to the transportation table. From the farm to the market and to the table.
Exactly. So most
should
of
be
all
seamless.
Yes, should be seamless. So some of these food items won't go into waste. And when some of this food goes into waste, that makes food prices
increase.
So government should also support charity organizations to focus more on zero hunger. We know where people are hungry. We know the people who are hungry. When COVID-19, when there was distribution of palliative, all due respect, government had problem distributing this food items because they thought of going through party lines.
Yeah.
So people felt entitled to it that, oh, it's part of our tax they are using to provide it.
Mm.
But those charity organizations were distributing, those ones were seamless because people were connected. Just look at people calling in now.
Yeah.
And imagine Foodclick going to that community to distribute food. Because some of them have heard of Foodclick, they want to give you support.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the government officials coming, they will assume that, oh, this is not the actual number they told them to bring. There's always this mindset of that you can't trust. You
lack
can't
trust
government also. Also, the food, the security of the nation cannot be left into the hands of charity organization alone.
Right.
So just like that, feeding people too shouldn't be left to charity organizations. So government too should also like do their own part.
Yeah.
I keep making reference to United States of America. And why is this? Why do I make this a lot? They have over 200 food banks.
Okay.
Which is just focused on feeding people. And some of them receive grants from the government.
Mm.
So if government too can make grants available to charity organizations as part of their own support that, okay, Foodclick, this is this particular amount, or this is 500 bags of rice, and this, use it to feed people. It's not going to make people lazy.
Yeah.
There are some people you just need. Yes, and I also get this thing that, teach a people...
Mm.
That instead of you giving people fish, teach them how to fish. But I tell them that there are some people they can't fish, like the kids who are on that. You just need to keep feeding them. And there are some that they can fish again. Those are like the senior citizens. We have our veterans who they've served us before.
Mm-hmm.
They've protected us before. So it's also our own time to also protect them too against hunger.
Mm-hmm.
So people like this, they also fall into those Foodclick, reach out to. We also have the physically challenged. They have a large number of people, physically challenged people who are also marginalized. So people like this, they also need all this food support, and those who are also losing their job. So while you lose your job, before you get back on your feet, there should be a social intervention.
Right.
There's something to make you survive. And we as individuals too, we should also waste less food.
Mm-hmm.
When we waste less food, you see some companies, some of the food items they can't sell. He said, because they can't sell this, they should donate to charity organization who would get it to people where I need bombs. Mm. Always surprised that you see them throwing this food away. I'm not even talking about food we waste, maybe because you can't finish food of 200 naira bought. I'm talking a large industrial waste. You see them throwing about a ton of noodles, a ton of, because they are...
Why?
Because they are,
why did you have to do that?
Yes, some of them say that, because... They were unable to sell, but if I feel that they can donate it, sometimes you'd plan of having the party expecting about maybe 20, about 300 guests. At the end of the day, only 50 shows up. What do you do to the remaining food? Instead of you throwing it away, you can always send it to soup kitchens. We have a lot of charity organizations. We have motherless babies who are always struggling with food. And even that also reminds me, apart from individuals, we give food, we also send food items to other charity organizations. Like, we call them our sister charity organizations. So any money they are making or they are getting, they can always use it to do some other things and not buy food again. And also, we also act like a third party for some charity organization. So those are just some of the ways we can end hunger. Though it looks very, very challenging and difficult, but if we keep talking about even what you are doing, also bringing me on air, is also your own part of adding a voice to this problem which is facing Mike. It's not only in Nigeria, it is everywhere. So we shouldn't be ashamed about it. We should talk about it.
It's something that we need to talk about more. Nobody should be ashamed.
Exactly.
Nobody should be ashamed. Nobody at all. Whew, okay. Let's go to the phone lines and take some calls in and speak with people on the show today. Feel free to call us now. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. If you're calling me, you've got 60 seconds. Something is telling me to reduce it to 45 seconds. But let's stick with 60 because of time. Let's go 60. Tony is here. Tony, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Tony. I'm from Ejiba, sir.
Welcome, Tony.
Yeah, I need to talk about person with disability, you know.
Okay.
Person with disability, they need support. They need also empowerment. Not only food, but empowerment, so that they can able to be, something, so that they can able also to contribute to the society.
I agree with you, Tony.
You understand? But this time now, if you know the stage now, this is the condition where we are now. You know, people with disability, they are suffering so much. And most of them, if they did not go out to seek for daily bread, they will not get help from the federal government and the state government. So I don't know how we can able to look into this.
You've raised a valid point, Tony, and that point is very valid. You mentioned it yourself, Logical. Like, I mean, people with disability are there, and some of them depend on what you give to them. It's not that they are lazy. It's not that they don't want to do anything. It's just a situation that they are in.
Exactly, and some of them can't even get people to employ them. Like when we talk about people with disability, we're not even talking about those on wheelchair alone. We talk about like the blind, the deaf. They can't get jobs. So because of that, it makes them hunger prone and fall into food insecurity.
Let's look at Emmanuel. Emmanuel, hi. Good morning to you. Emmanuel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, can I know the name of this man?
Bola Joko Fadipe. Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, you were talking about food security, right?
Yes.
Due to me, I live with my parents, but I contribute sometimes to the household of food. But due to the situation of Nigeria, I put some savings. I have some savings. I don't spend all my money on food.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the problem of Nigeria. They all spend all their savings on food. But me, I plan myself.
Okay. But you still have some savings, Abi?
Yes, I live with my parents.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You're quite lucky.
Yes,
that you still live with your parents.
So it's not paying rent and it's not paying for food.
Exactly. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. This is my name is Victor Edith from. I'm calling from Aja.
Okay, Victor, talk to us.
The issue I'm looking at is concerning all the problems we have in this country. If you want to look at it very well, during Babangida, before Babangida stepped down, the price of fuel was not too cost the way it is like this. But things were somehow a little for people. But if every government enter and keep on pushing up the price of fuel. You know, the transport as well, people that are running transport, if you put on price for fuel every year, you have to remember that the transporters are going to put money from their own transport. Then, after that transport, then you look at the people that are going to market. If they want to go and buy things that they
It will affect the cost of every other thing.
They will have the money. So if fuel should come down to, let's say, 20 naira, or even 30 naira.
Okay.
I'm just giving you an instance.
Yes, yeah, I understand.
There's no how market women will not drop their price because they enter motor, they enter transport very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things we are talking, people are poor, people are hungry. Is the problem that is our government is laying down for us.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to us. Good morning to you.
Shirley, good morning.
Morning to you.
The guests in the house are also... I greet you.
Can you pick up your phone and talk to us?
Yeah, you have Mr. Mba online.
Okay.
Now, please, Shalif, my take is this. Do you know that those people in IGP camps, they are farmers. Many of them are farmers. But you can see now, bandits, Boko Haram, kidnappers have turned these people away from farming. Can't we think that such thing that affected them will also affect our food?
Okay. Thank you for talking to us. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
Okay. My name is Frank from Badagry.
Welcome, Frank.
Okay. Please, last time your guests came to the studio, I listened.
Okay.
But I don't know how to get through. I wanted to benefit from the food project. I'm visually impaired and I have five children for over 5 years. I've been in this situation. I don't really...
You stay in Badagry, Abi?
Yes, okay. I was a trader, but I couldn't go out again because of the problem.
All right, we'll address that in a moment. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Morning. I'm sorry, we can't hear you. I'm really sorry. Balajoko, let's address the calls that we just got. Let's start with the last one about how you can benefit from your activities.
Yes, the person calling from the who is physically impaired.
Yeah,
these are, yes, these are some of the people we try as much as possible to support. If I can't get his contact details, or if he can email info@foodclique.org, that's foodclique.org, we can get across through him and put him on our family meal programs. We have various programs targeting various people.
Okay.
We have a senior meal program. We can put him on family meal program. So that means every month he would always get food support from us.
Oh, this, fantastic.
This will go a long way in helping him and his family. Mm. So I think that is one
free
way.
Of charge.
Definitely. Everything we do is free. We don't collect any penny from anybody. We just try as much as possible.
What's the email again? info@foodclique.org.
Yes, or they can go to our website, which is www.foodclique.org. And
the click is clique.org.
So we'll try as much as possible and reach. And I also hope that maybe one day we'd have logistic companies who can partner with us as part of their CSR and help us get food to some of these people who call us from afar, like people calling from Igondo, Ikorodu.
Yeah.
If he's in the city, like there's ways we can always like get
maneuver
to them.
And yes, try maneuver and get
or
things.
Some of them coming to us to pick up these food boxes.
Have you had any situation of food wastage before? Like, do you have food in your bank, but there was nobody to give it to, and it got bad, or something happened that the food got bad?
No, because we always have people who are in need of. We are in need of this food. So and because we are also based in the city, we have some sister charity organization who would also need it immediately. So it's not as if we even have enough that we would want to
keep.
So because the food is always going. So once we get it, sometimes some people send donations to us to buy some of those who can send this food items to us. They send donations. So once we just get this thing, we're also sending it out to people who are in need.
How can I'm seeing messages here. I'm combining those messages and reading them out to you in my own words, because I don't want to be reading them one after the other. A lot of people want to know how they can volunteer.
Okay. Yes, they can. They should go to our website and fill the volunteer form. But because of COVID, we limit the people who would allow to volunteer with us, but they can just register on our website, and once there's volunteering opportunity, we would always like invite them to join them. Before COVID, anybody is free to come to our facilities, but now we just have to be careful on the number of people who are coming in. So, but they can also volunteer online by advocating for us, by spreading the words about some of the good things we are doing, and hopefully we might see people who would want to donate to us or also partner with us to reach more people or more community who are in the, especially the rural area. Like, some of the things we plan to do this year is to reach more rural areas, move out of Lagos. Last December, we were in Ekiti, with Ekiti, Oyo State, Osun State, so various communities there. So we want to go back to some of these places and help them, especially the senior citizens, the veterans, and kids. Those are people we want to focus more this year.
Right, indeed. I'm going to go to Twitter. Let's see if we can bring in some. Babatunde Joseph says, I need to know how to be... Okay, I think I've addressed this. Babatunde, thank you for your thought. Okay. So this person says, if he thinks he has kidney or liver problem, I have a son with hole in the heart that requires then second surgery in India. Okay, I think this person is responding to another thing entirely. But Bolajoko, before we go, because we need to begin to wrap up right now, I may not be able to take all the messages that I have here, quite a number of them, I must confess. But one thing I would do is for you to give out your details, or details on how people can reach you, how people can support you. Because one of the questions I have here is, because I don't know the time that you're going to use to answer that, is can people send food, like farmers, for instance, can they send food stuff to support Food Click, raw food stuff? Can people send cooked food stuff? I mean, what can people send to support you?
Yes, they can send non-perishable food items. We mm-hmm. don't have a large facility to process some of all this farm produce.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we prefer non-perishable food items, bags of rice, beans, yeah. which we can keep. But if you are sending in vegetables to us, it's yeah. difficult for us to process
and preserve
yes,
them.
Yes, and preserve them. Mm. As for cooked food, we always look for, we do a background check before yeah. we collect cooked food from people. So if it's a company whereby they have safety precaution, they've also adhered to, we can get food items from, we can get food.
You know what, Bola, let's go on a quick break. Huh? We have this announcement for our listener. When we return, we'll wrap up on this conversation. Stay here.
Spark up your creativity. Expand your knowledge of new words and build your vocabulary. Get a copy of The Book of 100 Rhymes by Truman Nolly. It contains 20 rhymes, each for presentation, Christian, freestyle, love, and advisory segments. You can get a copy for 1,000 naira from any of these locations. Blanco Supermarket, Ikate by Lekki Epe Expressway. Orbit Link Pharmacy and Supermart, number 13 Bodetomo Street, Surulere. Edichard Supermarket, 54 Olorun Logbon Street, Antoni Village. Nigeria Info Office, 267 Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos. And for the Festac Masamasa Axis, you can call 0902-057-5859.
Now we're back on The Morning Crossfire.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We must go right now, but Bola Joko, I have a message here. Someone says that he has a car that can help you run logistics. If you want to walk around Sele, Isolo, Kota, Okiafa, Jakonde Estate, Isheri Oshun, Ejigbo, Bokno, Fagbile, Ijegun Axis, he said he would give you his car for free. Adeyemi is his name. Okay. I'll give you his contact as we go. But Bola, thank you so much for coming on the show today. But how can people reach out to you very quickly?
Yes, they can reach out to, I prefer giving out the email address.
Okay.
So yes, so which is info@foodclick.org, or they send us an email on our website.
Right. Okay. That's info@foodclick.org. Yes. I'll post it on also, my Twitter as
yes,
well.
And we're also on all social media and do Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
But so we must go now. Us. Thank you so much for coming around. I appreciate it. I am Sherif Quadri. It's been a pleasure doing this with you. I'll be back tomorrow on Morning Crossfire at 5 a.m. In the meantime, you can chat me up. Follow me on my Twitter page at Sherif Quadri. On Instagram, I'm there as well at Sherif Quadri. On LinkedIn, it's at Sherif Quadri. Have a fantastic day. Bye for now. Good morning to you.
Do you need to meet up your goals for the year? Then here's the good news. Goals are easily achieved.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.